Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Diane Collins. She's author of the five-time award-winning best-selling book, Do You Quantum Think? New thinking that will rock your world. And Diane's here to share the magic potion that makes any person sexy. So Diane, welcome. And of course, we have to know, what is it? What's the secret?
The secret is thinking, your relationship to your own thinking. Because first of all, let me say thank you for having me, and it's a delight to be with you and all the listeners who are our group, right? Our kindred spirits.
Right.
Why do I say thinking is sexy? Because when you look at it, you know, what is sexy anyway, Stacey? It's when you're feeling confident, charismatic, that magnetism. You're feeling a lot of inner power, and you're just feeling like, you know, you have no attention, no self-consciousness on yourself whatsoever, right? So
right.
Then I
yeah.
think, well, what is it that has us feel that way? Because even if you're in your number 10 outfit, and I love fashion and makeup and all of that and glam, yet you can have the best designer outfit in the world, but if your inner state is not in an elevated, centered, confident condition, then really you're not sexy at all. So this is why I say thinking, getting in touch with a conscious relationship with your own thinking, that is what really makes us sexy, because that has everything to do with your inner state. Now, the question is, then how do you do that, right?
Right. How do you get command of it?
Well, this is what I think is really the most important message that I have today in this conversation, and that is this, Stacey, that for the most part, we don't make a distinction between thoughts. I like to say it very simply, thoughts that visit from the atmosphere, which I like to call the thoughtosphere. You know, there's a biosphere, there's
right.
a thoughtosphere, that we don't realize that we actually are interconnected. How are we interconnected? We're interconnected through an energy intelligent field. But we don't think about that, Stacey, because all the fields that we exist in, right, relational fields, are invisible to the eye. So we're not really thinking about that, oh, you know, is this thought my own or not? So when we make this distinction between thoughts that visit from the cultural field, from the thoughtosphere, and or is it a thought that I originate, that I initiate? And I'll give you an example, or what I call the wretched self syndrome thoughts. We wouldn't choose if we were truly at choice. We would not be choosing, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm
right.
not smart enough,
yeah.
I'm not rich enough, I'm not sexy enough. We wouldn't choose this, yes? So
right.
this is why I say you can make a distinction and realize that you don't have to latch on and identify with every thought. And in this way, you get to be in command of your relationship with your own mind. And really, that's make you sexy.
Diane, how do you put this into practice? How can we use this in everyday life? Let's say, I mean, we're talking about feeling sexy, so that makes us think about sex relationships. So how do you put this thinking and the relationship, the connection to our own thinking, thoughts that we originate, not from the thoughtosphere. How do we put this into practice in our day-to-day life in relationships?
Well, I have a very simple practice that I want to share with you. But you're bringing up a really good point, Stacey, about, and you know, what does it mean to be sexy? Is that we're really talking about an attraction factor, a connection. And I like to, you know, think about this conversation as a kind of cosmic sexiness, let's call it that, you know. So, yes, it can lead to a sexual thing. But what has that connection happen between people? Because it isn't just about, you know, that kind of romantic kind of sexual connection, but it's also about just connecting deeply with other people. So how do we do that? Here's the practice. It's very simple. It's what I call in the quantum think system, which, as you know, is a system of thinking that's based in the insights of cutting edge science and spiritual wisdom of all traditions and made practical in everyday life. And this is how you do it. You listen from not knowing. Now think of that word not knowing as one word hyphenated. Listen from not knowing. Now, we always naturally listen from knowing. Otherwise, how do we survive? But picture that you're meeting someone for the first time, or whether it's someone who you've known for 20 years, as I like to use the example with my husband. I work with my husband, Alan Collins. We've been married for nearly 24 years next month. And so we're sitting across the breakfast table and we have these heated debates, let's call them, but we discuss a lot of things. And I could sit there like, oh yeah, I know what he's going to say. But instead, silently, what I do, and I'm inviting everyone to practice this because you'll be astonished, truly, at what results you get from this practice. You sit there and you say silently to yourself, let me listen to this person, to my coworker, to my son, daughter, parent, whoever it is for you, as if I don't know them, as if this is a new moment, because in fact, it really is. Every moment is new, and every person is literally infinite possibility. This is a quantum principle. In every moment, there's an infinite number of ways that, you know, reality can show up, that you can experience the other person or yourself or your relational connection. So
no preconceptions about the outcome.
That's right. But, you know, Stacey, we always have those preconceptions.
Right. Yeah, hard to do. Sure.
So what you do is you realize that just because you have a thought or a preconception doesn't make it the absolute truth. This is one of the quantum discoveries, is that since everything is always moving, shifting, and changing, energy in flux, informed by intelligence, there is no static reality. Even though you have a stack of evidence, you know, from the past about your judgments about the other person, we have the power, and this is sexy, Stacey. We have the power to put that on the side, to realize that's not a reality. That judgment I have, that conclusion I've reached, is not fixed in stone for all times. So let me put that on the side. And you have to do this actually consciously, as an act of consciousness, and done consciously. It's instantaneous, though. It's so simple. As soon as you realize, let me just sit here and listen to Alan as if I don't know him, even though we've been together for 24 years. And the amazing thing is, because of the awesomeness of the field, of the thought of sphere, being so an intelligent field, and because the connection, the depth of the connection that we make with another person when we listen this way, Stacey, what happens is things start to bubble up. New ideas come out of it. A truly co-creative dialogue. I mean, you know, because you have this all the time, right? On your podcasts and your interviews. It's like you don't know the other person, but that's a circumstance, right? That's a fact. So you're dealing with, okay, the circumstance is creating it so that you are going to be in that moment fresh because you don't know the person you're interviewing that well for the most part. But let's say that for the people we do know, or for even knowing our own mind, that, you know, whatever you think about yourself from the past, we're in a time now where this change that we're experiencing in the world, and that, you know, this has been going on for a number, at least a decade, and it's going to continue. And this is really, you know, looking at the bigger picture, what we're faced with. Why is it important to even experience yourself as sexy, as confident, as steady as an oak, you know, as in command of your own life? Because in the midst of this kind of rampant, crazy change, every day you read the headlines, and it's like, you never know what to expect.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need a constant force yourself.
Exactly. And this is how you do it. You get a command of the relationship with your own thoughts, with your own thinking, and you make this distinction between what you're choosing to originate, what a thought you're initiating, and a thought that's just visiting. Put it on the side, listen from not knowing, and create from your intent.
Well, Diane, this has been so fascinating. I know our listeners are going to want to learn lots more about quantum thinking and how to put it into practice in their daily lives, and they can do so by visiting you at your website, Diane, and that's with two N's, DianeCollins.com. You can connect with Diane there and learn more about her and her five-time award-winning book, Do You Quantum Think? And if you write to Diane, tell her you heard about her and the book on this podcast, JenningsWire.com. She has a few wonderful free gifts to send you to introduce you to quantum thinking. So thank you, Diane, for those free gifts for our listeners and for a really fun and, like I said, fascinating interview.
Thank you so much, Stacey. I just want to say that you can go to the contact link on my website, DianeCollins.com, and that's the best way, and just click on my email there. And I'm happy to send people a few audios of the Quantum Think principles and also a free chapter from my book.
Well,
so
thanks again, Diane.
Thank you so much for having me.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings with the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.